joined in the media center by our pro stock number one qualifier, Erica Enders. First number one since 2015. Just first off, talk about how that feels.
It's definitely exciting. I actually didn't realize it until one of the announcers at the top end mentioned it yesterday. So it's definitely been a long road for us since our back-to-back championships. 17 was a huge struggle with the Dodge stuff. And, 16 was a huge struggle with the Dodge stuff, and 17, we just kind of got our feet wet again with the Chevy program and EFI. So now we're back, and things are, it's more like a well-oiled machine now. So things are going great for our entire program with Jeg and Vincent, Alex, and myself. So we're excited. It was definitely fun to get the green hats with my team. They were all really excited, so that means a lot to me. So it was a good day.
Sure.
Assume you've got your computers and everything. Is that all straightened out again?
Yeah. So first and second run, it also didn't work second run.
Right.
But today we had data both runs. So ended up being a bad SD card, which thing that you put in your camera. So just one of them deals. And I kind of joked with my crew chief, Rick, that he does a better job without a computer because we ran better yesterday, just joking with him. But they're all great. They do a great job with the tools that we have, and proud to be with them.
And another solid run, especially in Q3 today. I mean, how confident are you going into race day tomorrow?
Yeah, we made a change going into Q4 that we knew would probably slow us down some, but we wanted to be sure for Sunday, and we'll obviously change that back for tomorrow and hopefully make four strong runs on our way to the winner's circle. But Q3 was definitely awesome. We thought we could go out there if we could make a better run. Obviously didn't have the data from that 60 with a 9, but we thought that the weather conditions were there to go a 60 with a 5 or 7, so we thought we could improve. Going to 61 with a 0 was awesome. We got the 3 baby points for being low for the session, so all of those points are really going to matter with these last two races before the countdown, and then of course the 6 races in the countdown. So I think that they know we're here. We'll try to go out and execute the best we can tomorrow and see what happens.
Yeah, I know you don't have the wins to go with the final round appearances that you want to have, but I mean, but how are you feeling at this point in the season, just the fact that you've gone around the way that you have this season, especially compared to last year?
It's definitely awesome. I mean, when we made that change to a new car in Houston, having those 6 final round appearances, only the 1 win, but the other wins from our other teammates, it's definitely showing us that we're moving in the right direction. And the countdown, with the countdown, the way it's structured, 1.5 in Indy and now Pomona, which is crazy, but just positioning yourself as well as you can heading into the countdown and, doing your best. It's all about peaking at the right time, and hopefully our peak comes. Just gotta peek well. It goes like this. So
yeah,
we've been on the downswing for a little while. So I hope this is the beginning of our climb for the final 8, and we'll do the best we can. Either way, it's definitely been a much better year. But we'll fight till the end. I promise.
Awesome. Thanks,
cool.
Erica.